This is Totally Cool Tech, the show that brings you the hottest in cool technology. No matter if it's old school or new school, high tech or low tech, it's all still cool tech. Welcome, everybody. This is the Totally Cool Tech Podcast Edition, number 506. Going steady for Monday, November 29th, 2010. I am Norbert Davis, your host. That's right, it is Cyber Monday. How'd you guys do on Black Friday and over the Thanksgiving Day weekend as far as any kind of shopping for Christmas there? Yeah, I did a little bit. Went out to Walmart on midnight, actually shortly after midnight, for some Black Friday deals. Got some stuff, not a whole lot. As a matter of fact, because I got there later, you know, not that I wanted to be there for the rush, but I decided to go there a little later. Got some of the stuff I wanted, some of the stuff I tried to get. It was actually some clothing for my oldest, who was shooting up like a rocket from this last summer. Just put on some serious height and is beginning to scare me as far as that's concerned. Yeah, nothing going wrong there. Just, you know, it's just kids grow fast. Anyway, did a little bit of shopping online, too. Did some shopping about midnight on Thanksgiving Day. Bunch of pre-Black Friday sales came on, and so I got myself some stuff and got some stuff for others. And actually, that should be arriving here this week. That's going to be really cool. I should have some stuff coming to my door at the end of the week, so I'm looking forward to that. But what I want to talk about, oh yeah, and it's Cyber Monday today. So if you're not aware about that, Cyber Monday is you know, just the online deals that a couple of years ago was really a big thing. Now everybody's doing all these online sales, and that's probably really going to be the best way to shop from now on. You know, I mean, I went and I did the doorbuster type thing kind of this weekend or this last, you know, Friday. Really wasn't as fun as it used to be in days and years past. So, and I'm probably not going to go out again. Maybe do a little, you know, shopping in the afternoons or something like that. If, you know, whatever. But no, I'm not going for that anymore. Unless there's like, you know, a laptop I got to get or something like that. So I'll be talking about this next year, you know, Black Friday and all that, but I'm probably not going to go out. I'm going to do everything online. It's just so much easier, you know, doing it from the comfort of my own home, and I can shop just about anywhere in the country online and get all that stuff. So I actually did pretty good. All right. But today on this episode of Totally Cool Tech, we're going to talk about the Steady Mount DIY project that I did for my Kodak digital video camera. That's why I call it Going Steady. So we're going to talk about that. Totally Cool Tech is a proud member of the techpodcasts.com network. If it's tech, it's here, where you will find shows that are family-friendly and work-safe. And we are part of the Blueberry.com podcast community, where podcasters and listeners all come together. That's Blueberry without the E's. So please go check out both of these sites for other great podcasts. And you can also catch us out on the Roku. If you're looking at that, we're on Roku. I think we're on Boxy as well. So that's pretty cool. I'm hoping to maybe get on to doing some more videos and stuff like that. And with this show, there is some video. This is really cool. I actually have some YouTube video that's going to be embedded here. Well, not embedded, but it'll be linked to. So you can go ahead and check out some of the video from the tests that I did with my camera stabilizer. All right. Now, if you didn't know, I am powered by Mountain Dew Code Red. So, yeah, found some more. Got some more. Doing really good. Let's see. What else? Well, I guess that's it. So, anyway, let's go ahead and start talking about my my little project here. I've always wanted to have a Steadicam mount. You know, the ones that, you know, the guys are running through the woods or something like that, and the guys are, you know, filming. And it's an unbroken scene, and they move in places that, you know, you wouldn't think a camera could, and nice as smooth as it is going. It's not on a boom. It's not on a dolly. It's not on some wires or anything like that. It's actually a guy that has his film camera or video camera or whatever it is mounted to his body on this giant, there's like a, I don't know, almost like a backpack vest. That goes on his body. It's kind of the mount, the base for the thing, and it has this arm, almost looks like one of those lamp arms or like this microphone boom arm that I have, you know, that stretches out and has springs on it and all that. Well, it's like that, okay? Well, that's how they do those in the movies. So the camera stays pretty darn steady and smooth. You notice a little bit of, you know, movement of the guy when he's walking, as far as it you know, the camera doesn't go straight like it's on a dolly or something like that. You can actually kind of see there's a little bit of movement. If you saw the film Halloween, Halloween or Friday the 13th? Anyway, the one with Jamie Lee Curtis. Yeah, Halloween. When they did Michael Myers, when you were looking as Michael Myers, that was the guy, the cameraman had the steady mount cam. It's called a steady cam. And he would walk around and do all these shots. And so it was a nice unbroken shot for most of it. Actually, I watched a little thing on this not too long ago on how they did this. And John Carpenter and all the actors and the filmographer, videographer, I guess that's what you call it, were talking about how they did this. And it was really cool to see how they did this. And that just kind of boosted me into, I want something like that. Well, I knew it could be done pretty easily. It had to be done pretty easy. And there's always been that, you know, $14 camera stabilizer that, well, it uses a really heavy weight and all that. Well, that's perfect for, say, a larger video camera back in the day, say, you know, early 90s. But nowadays with, you know, heck, you can get a really good digital video camera, you know, that's very, very light. And they're even in the iPods, not the iPods, but the iPhones. You can get 720p video out of an iPhone. Well, I have a Kodak ZI-8 digital video camera. It takes 5 megapixel stills. It takes WVGA. I get 720p at 30 frames. I get 720p at 60 frames per second. And I get 1080p video out of this thing. It's really, really cool. But it's nice and light and compact, about the size of an iPhone. Well, that doesn't weigh a lot, so I can't have a stabilizer that has a lot of weight to it. It would just really be ridiculous. And I wanted something kind of light, something that was easy to hold and use and all that kind of stuff. And I came across a show that I like on YouTube, not YouTube, the Roku. And you can find them. They have YouTube videos and all that out. And it's called MechanicalMashup.tv. It's these two guys from Canada, Ben Eddy and David Spencer. These guys are geniuses, I guess you would call them. I would. That they make come up with all this really cool stuff on how you can do things yourself. Some DIY projects. Really, really fun stuff. Some really cool stuff. Once in a while, stuff that, you know, I couldn't do. Mainly because I lack some of the technical skill, or I would get in trouble with the wife. Yeah, the wife acceptance factor on some of those things is pretty low, but other things it's, yeah, decent. So, and this was one of them. They did this image stabilizer. Did it for a couple different things, but basically the first couple ones they did were for, you know, not a VCR, but a video camera, a tape, or a digital video camera that's going to the average size, you know, I don't know, you know, handheld video camera, like a Hi8 or a digital video or something like that. And they weigh a little bit of pound and a half, something like that. So it decently weighted, not too bad. And you can also use this for your DSLR if you wanted to, because some of them have a movie mode. But the thing is, my Kodak is very, very light, and another odd thing about it, though, it has the tripod mount, is it's in a vertical orientation. So it's kind of like holding your iPhone up and videoing, you know, taking your picture. That's how it sits. So it's not like a video camera where it's kind of horizontal more. You know, it's a long, short height, but very long. This is very thin, very tall, and so it's got a weird orientation. So the first ones they did for a standard, you know, handheld video recorder. Well, one of the other guys on the show did one for his iPhone. And I thought, that's what I need to do. I need to make one that looks like that because, you know, the camera is very lightweight. And he did it so where it worked really, really well with his iPhone. So I took a look at what he did and I tried to duplicate it. And I talked about this before. I used a Christmas wreath hanger, door hanger. It's, you know, pretty thin material and all that. Well, I had everything pretty much balanced out right to where it worked decently. And the only problem I had was that the material was too thin and there was flexing problems. So every time I took a step, even though it was pretty much balanced out and it would stabilize pretty well, there would be just enough flex in there that you'd see a bounce and, you know, a vibration in the video. So I was like, it's not really working too well. So I decided, well, I'm gonna go a little bit heavier. And unfortunately, I went with 1/8-inch steel, 3/4-inch wide, and it was a little bit too heavy. And that became a problem in and of itself. I couldn't really get the balance right. I was having all sorts of problems, but I had the size right. Again, everything else was pretty good. I think I can probably work it with one of my older digital videos or older tape video recorder. So I'm going to try that out as well. But I decided, well, that's it. You know, I got everything that I need, all the parts and pieces that I wanted to use. So I went back to Lowe's, got a piece of 1/8-inch, 3/4-inch wide, or 1/8 of an inch thick, 3/4-inch wide aluminum. So I got a flat piece of aluminum, bent it the way I needed it. I drilled it and, where I needed to. I needed a slot so I can put some weights on there and a couple other things. So it turned out really, really well. I was really happy with this. It balanced out well, and I had a great time. So you got to take a look at the website. I have a picture of it, and actually I probably have a couple pictures of the mount, and this was really fun to make. And whole thing cost me about $20. Now I've got like three different ones, but you know, if I really wanted to go ahead and right now build one with the design I finally came up with, it wouldn't be a problem and it would cost me about $20. The one thing I think I'm going to work on is the handle. I think I'm going to use a bicycle grip. I'm going to go ahead and insert it on top of the PVC handle and give it something a little bit bigger to hold on to, and I think that'll be really good because I think I used 1/2-inch PVC, and that should be able to put on a bicycle grip. If I have to put some duct tape around that to make it a little bit bigger so it'll fit on there better, no problem, and that'll happen, and it'll turn out to be really, really good. I think it's going to be a really good device. Now, I can go ahead and I can paint this thing and make it look a little bit more professional, and there's a little bit of a balancing act that you really have to work on and tune this thing up. It's kind of interesting where I got to add a little bit of weights here and there. And right now it's in the form of nuts and bolts to kind of get everything just right. Because when you move the steady mount or the stabilizer, it shouldn't be called a steady mount, it's a stabilizer, to the side, you know, kind of wiggle it back and forth, the unit shouldn't sway. It shouldn't rock or anything like that. It should be pretty rock steady. And no matter if I go up and down or side to side, the camera should be still pointing the way it's, you know, it always is, out in front where you want it to. And it does that pretty much. And I've been tweaking a little bit, and I still have a little bit to do and lock everything down and make it all perfect. But, you know, that's always going to be hard. So for now, everything is looking pretty good. I just have to do, like I said, go ahead and paint it, make it look a little bit better. But what I did is I went and I took some test video so you can see the difference between just taking that little, you know, light video camera and taking pictures while walking or taking video while walking. You can see the visible shake that's in the video. Every time I take a step, you can see it bounce. And I'm trying to do a decent job of holding it still so that you can actually see what's going on and, you know, try and take some decent video. But this is what will happen to say if you were trying to, you know, maybe take a picture of your kids when they're, you know, playing soccer, baseball game, football game, whatever it is. They're out playing. Doesn't matter. Your vacation. You know, it's wintertime. Maybe you're going up to the snow. You're going to take some video of the kids, you know, ice skating or snowboarding or skiing or, you know, just sledding. Doesn't matter. Whatever it is. But if you're moving and you're having a problem stepping and all that, and if you're like me, I'm kind of a big guy. When I step, I mean, I hit the ground pretty hard, so I have a little bit of a bounce. You know, when I hit, I thud. But, you know, anyway, with the stabilizer, it smoothed everything out. You can kind of see in my video, the video image itself is nice, a little bit more fluid. You don't see the bounce as much. You see a little bit of swaying, I guess, my arm, and I'm moving, and I'm trying to, you know, guide the camera the way it would kind of look if it was, you know, if it was a movie. And so you see a little bit of sway, and like I said, you know, did not have the balance perfect yet. So you'll see the video sway, like the camera's, you know, rocking a little bit, which it is. But it actually looks really, really good. And like I said, I built this for around $20. Yeah, I know. I have to go out and I had to get the parts and pieces and all that kind of stuff. Most of the stuff you can get at Lowe's. You can get it at any kind of a hardware store. There was one piece that I had to special order, and it really wasn't that much of a special order. I got it at a place called Fastenal, which you can get all sorts of parts, pieces, and stuff like that for any kind of mechanical connections and just tons of stuff. And there's another place, Granger, a mechanical parts place for industry and things like that, any kind of industrial work. They got all sorts of stuff. So they've got these, it's a rod end connector, and like a tie rod end, and it's a little ball, swivel ball almost. And you'll see it. I'll show you in the pictures. You'll see it. What I'm going to do, because I haven't got it done yet, is I'm going to actually take some more video and just demonstrate what you can do with this. Probably have my kids ride around on a bike or something like that, follow them around, and maybe go down to the park and go around them as they're playing on something, just so you can see how smooth this stuff can be, how much you can smooth out your video. Now, you can do this for, say, you have an iPhone, if you have, like what I have, the Kodak ZI-8, you could do this with a regular digital video camera, you know, because usually they have the tripod mount. You just mount it on there, balance it out, even with a larger video camera, and you'll be able to see what this is. I can give you some examples of some stuff. Plus, you can go check out Mechanical Mashup. I'm going to have a link to just their site, but you go ahead and start looking at their stuff. Look for Stabilizer, and you will find it. I think it was episode 8 of Mechanical Mashup was where I really found this. And, man, it was a great inspiration. And there's the one that I did is basically a version of the Haig Mini Motion Cam Stabilizer. And that's an actually pretty cool device. You know, it's a production model device, stabilizer, made in the UK, and it goes for about $156 US. It's $99.95 for the iPhone version. It's really cool. You can get one, just the stabilizer itself, for a regular digital video camera or a video camera, for about probably about $100, I'd say. And you know, I mean, that one works really, really well. It's production model. It's, you know, off the shelf. But this was something I did myself. I built it. I fabricated it. I didn't make the nuts and bolts, but, you know, I took the flat aluminum and I bent it the way it needed to be. I cut things, hacksawed them, drilled them, filed them, everything. It's, you know, I mean, it took somebody else's basic design and I replicated it, but made it fit what I needed it to do. Because the way my camera needed to sit, it has to sit a little bit lower. So I had to take where everything was and drop down a little bit and back it up so I can get it on there. And it's pretty cool. You'll see some pictures. I'll have on another blog post, what I'll do is I'll go ahead and I'll put up some dimensions and some better pictures and all that kind of stuff so you can see what happened, how I built it, how I put everything together. and you can see how it works. So that'll be pretty cool. And I'll have the links to my YouTube video on this podcast post. Link to Mechanical Mashup TV. I want to thank Dave Spencer and Ben Eddy for their inspiration for this. It was really cool. They got some other good stuff too that I want to do. And I have the Haig Mini Motion Cam Stabilizer as well. Now, my next project that I really want to do is going to be doing a night vision, getting this thing, the ZI-8, to be able to have night vision. Now, I'm not going to hack the camera. I'm actually hacking the iClops video binocular thing, the monocular. Actually, it's a monocular, the version that my boys used to have that they didn't lose interest in, but we were having some problems with it. I finally got one to work right, and they're not missing it because they're going to get a new pair. Anyway, I'm going to take one of those, hack it, so I can make a night vision adapter for this camera so I can take movies at night. This is going to be slick. So it'll be a little bit of a challenge for me to do this, but I will get it done. And I don't know if I'll be able to get it onto the image stabilizer, but if I do, I might have to use my steel one because there will be a lot more weight to this thing. So keep tuned in, because you might see that coming up. So that's gonna be my next thing, and hopefully I can do that before the end of the year. So all right, I guess that's gonna be it for this episode. If you have any questions or comments about this, check out my video. Leave me a message here, totallycooltech@gmail.com. That'd be really cool to hear back from you. And I want to thank you so much for listening to the Totally Cool Tech podcast. No matter if you're on Stitcher Radio, you're checking us out from Stitcher Radio, the Roku, Boxy, iTunes, through a podcatcher, word of mouth. Did someone tell you about this? You're checking it out on the website player. It doesn't matter. If you like the show and, it seems like you do because you're listening to this one, go ahead and tell a friend. You might make a friend from it. I don't know. Hopefully not an enemy. But anyway, all right. And let's see, all the show notes and links are at totallycooltech.com or tctpodcast.com. Please send me email or audio comment to tctpodcast@gmail.com. Let me know what you think is cool tech and what should we be talking about on the show. Do you have a DIY project that you've done that you want to share? I would love to see it, and I'd love to hear about it. So give me a little buzz here. You can call me up. You can call me over here at the podcast listener line, area code 540-999-TECH. Send us an email, or hey, you can even follow us on Twitter. Just look for TCT Podcast. Give me a ring on there, and I will check it out. All right, everybody, that's it. I will see you next time.